You're listening to the Inner Child Podcast. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Hello, besties, and welcome back to the Inner Child Podcast. I'm your host, Gloria Zhang, relationship coach, healer, coffee addict, whatever it is that you want to call me, human who cares about helping people heal their inner child and find extraordinary relationships. So I got a lot of great feedback from last week's episode on guilt wounds, and I know you guys loved it, and a bunch of you wanted me to go deeper, right? You guys always want me to go deeper on the podcast, and this today is probably going to be one of the deepest episodes we've had so far that just cuts through the BS and straight to the heart of our experience here on Earth. I don't know if you guys have felt this recently, but humanity is going through a bit of an awakening on its own. Haven't you realized? It's not just a woo-woo thing if you're not really into that, but I mean, just take a look around you. There has been so much interest recently. So many more people talking about inner child healing, so many more people recognizing the impacts of trauma, generational trauma, the way that we treat our fellow human beings and treat the earth. And with COVID having put a pause on our usual routine and way of living, it's definitely forced a lot of people to open their eyes up to the bigger questions in life, right? Like, why are we here? Why are we suffering? Why are we settling for less in our lives and our relationships? Why aren't we pursuing our dreams and our hopes? There's a big awakening going on around us. You're part of that awakening too, just by doing this work. We are collectively starting to remember our power again and taking back our power, claiming what's rightfully ours. Taking off the blurry goggles and seeing things for what they really are, right? Remembering who we actually are, all of our desires from when we were little, and being freaking unapologetic about it. And today's episode is really about that. The original wound, humanity's core wound that every single person on Earth has to go through. So let's take a dive into this today. I wasn't even going to put this on the podcast, to be honest. I had shared this concept with some clients and they were like, oh my freaking God, Gloria, you just blew my mind. Like, you have to put this on the podcast. And I said, don't worry, I will. So I finally got to it. So the thing is that not everyone has childhood trauma, right? Some people are lucky to have well-adjusted childhoods, and they have enough protection to be able to get through challenges without developing a traumatic response. So not everyone has childhood trauma the way that we do, but everybody has an existential trauma. And once you understand this, your life will never be the same. Like, you can literally become immune to advertisements and things like that. Your life will completely change. And I'm going to give that to you today. So hold on, I need a big sip of coffee to get into this. One sec. All right. Let's start from the very beginning. And by beginning, I mean before you were even born, before you took your first breath. Where did we come from, right? So depending on what your religious upbringing was, you might call it God, you might call it the great creator, you might call it the great spirit, you might call it the universe, the source, mother nature, whatever that word is. I'm going to use the word universe to be kind of neutral in this conversation today. But we were born and formed out of the universe. Our bodies are made up of stardust, from atoms and molecules that for billions and billions of years have burned inside stars far away that make up the body. We emerge out of the fabric of the universe into our mother's womb. And so if you think about it, the whole time before you were born, you have never been alone. You have always been a part of the universe. And even as you became an individual, you were always protected within the womb, within the embryonic fluid of your mother. Regardless of what your mother's pregnancy experience was like, right? You were never by yourself. You were always encased in something that was holding you. And that is how you began life, from the universe to a safe womb. And as a little baby, your brain and spinal cord developed from the neural tube. And then after that, the heart and other organs began to form. The eyes and the ears, little buds that popped up that grew into arms and legs. And by 12 weeks inside the womb, you started to grow fingernails until you became a plum size, and then you got bigger and bigger and turned into a baby. You were listening to your mother's heartbeat, and maybe your mother spoke to you and you listened into the outside world from the safety of this little cocoon. You are whole. You are complete. And then childbirth happens. Now, childbirth cannot only be traumatic to the mother, but it's actually our first trauma in life, literally being violently ripped out of the womb of our mother, violently ripped out of the fabric of the universe into this hospital room for most people, right? Bright fluorescent lights. Your first breath on earth is literally you choking from the fluid in your lungs. You're actually choking. There's strange sounds. You're using your senses for the first time. Scary, you know, big people around you. Loud voices, you're crying. It's extremely, extremely traumatic. And they've even looked at stress levels in babies, and the cortisol level just shoots right up for a newborn baby. That is our first glimpse at life, right? This horribly traumatic event. And that is the first time ever that you have been alone. It's at birth. Think about that for a second. We're born so vulnerable, so separated. And you know what, bestie? To some degree, we spend our whole lives looking how to become whole again, looking how to feel complete again, looking how to merge with the universe again. And that is the sad existential nature of what it means to be alive, what it means to be a human being. And we all carry this deep wounding inside us. But here's the catch. Even though you felt like you became incomplete after you were born, that's actually not true. In reality, you are perfect. Just like a leaf comes from the tree, a leaf itself is a perfect individual, right? It's symmetrical. It's perfect in itself. It is simply an aspect of the greater whole. And just like a leaf came from a tree, and a tree belongs to a forest, and a forest belongs to a greater ecosystem. You, my love, are an aspect of the universe. You are a perfect individualization of the universe, of God, right? Use the word that works for you. You are the entire universe in human form. You are perfect, and you've always been perfect, and it takes a lifetime to really understand this. But as a baby, you really didn't know that. Right? You were so scared, clinging onto any source of safety, clinging onto your mother, clinging onto your father. And so if you were lucky, you had the right conditions in your upbringing where your parents helped you to realize that you are perfect and whole and complete just as you are. Is this ringing a bell, guys? Think about it. If you're a parent listening and you look at your child, what do you want your child to grow up thinking? Exactly. You want them to grow up believing that they're perfect, believing that they have confidence, believing that they are enough. Enough, right? How often do we say that to ourselves? I don't feel enough. I don't feel like I'm good enough. All of that enoughness goes all the way back to the past before you were even born, because you were enough when you were part of the universe. And now that you've been removed from that, you don't feel enough. You see how deep this goes? This is really, really, really deep stuff. So if you were lucky to have the right conditions growing up where your needs were met and your parents were able to fill you up with enough love, then you did learn how to believe that you were whole. You did learn to believe that you are enough and that you are perfect as you are, this little gorgeous aspect of the universe. And because you had that to fill you up, or if you do the inner child healing, right, and then you can reparent yourself this way, then you can go through life with the ability to deal with all of the future separations, right? You have that connection with others that keeps you going so that you can cope with things in a healthy way. Because if you think about it, life is just a series of separations. We're separated from birth. We're separated from elementary school. We're separated from school and now we have to go to work. We're separated from loved ones. We're separated from friends. We're separated from our teeth, even. We're separated from our hair. We lose our hair as we get older. We separate and separate and separate until we lose our careers, right? We say goodbye to our pets. We say goodbye to loved ones as they eventually pass on. And that is why if you don't believe that you're enough, or if you don't do the inner child work to believe that you're enough, then you think that each time you're separated from a milestone in life, you think that that's taking something else away from you. You see what I mean? That's why people with trauma have such a difficult time with transitions, because they have this deep belief that they're not enough as they are. So that every time something changes, they think that they're losing part of themselves, right? I used to feel that way too. But if you remember that you are perfect and enough and infinite and whole as you are, then it doesn't matter when things change, right? Because that doesn't change the truth and the essence of what you really are, what I really am, what all of us truly are. And so if you didn't grow up in the right conditions, right, and you weren't equipped with this knowledge and this knowing as a child, you know, maybe your dad was an alcoholic, maybe your mom was present but wasn't emotionally there for you, maybe you were abused, then you didn't get what you needed to develop this understanding of yourself. You weren't able to internalize the messages of these truths. And so it becomes harder for you to cope through life. That's my definition of trauma, by the way. And that is truly my definition of abundance, right? Abundance, I teach this to my inner circle clients. We're doing all this work around manifesting. And if you look at the internet age, when other people, other gurus are talking about manifesting, they're surrounding themselves with luxury cars and fancy purses and $20 million homes. There's nothing wrong with those things. There's nothing really wrong with materialistic possessions, but that's not what true abundance really is. Abundance is an internal knowing that you have always been whole and complete, just as you are. And technically, feeling abundant means that I can feel equally whole living in a little cardboard box, the same as if I'm living in a $10 million home, right? It's not based on this external world, which always changes, right? We're always going through different separations. Things are always changing. Nothing is consistent. Nothing is really predictable in life, except for the truth of who we really are, that I am infinite, that I'm already whole and complete, that the things I deeply care about most are already here within my grasp. My ability to love others, my ability to give love to myself and to nurture myself, that is true empowerment and that is true abundance. And so in a nutshell, when you develop this inner abundance, then naturally the external world over time will start to mirror your inner wealth, right? Your inner sense of fullness and wholeness and overflow. That's a very, very core concept, right, around manifesting, but also healing. Because trauma is the opposite of abundance. It's about scarcity, right? Feeling like you're separated, not enough, incomplete, which is not true, by the way. That's just a message that we've internalized. So if you think about it, trauma healing really is about building up that internal sense of abundance, of enoughness. Self-love work, inner child work, it's all about replenishing what's already inside here and knowing that you can do that anytime you want. It doesn't have anything to do with what's on the outside world. And I know that depending on where you are in your journey, this is really hard to grasp, right? I understand that if you're not in a good place, you know, if you're currently in a lot of anxiety, your ego might reject this message, right? It might push this away or try to make it wrong or feel really uncomfortable with this message. And that's okay. You know, I know what it's like being in that spot. And sometimes we're just not ready to hear the message yet. So you can always come back to this episode at a later time when you're feeling more open to this form of teaching. But we're all walking through life separated from the place that we were created and longing and yearning for that safety again, for that closeness. And if I'm to go even deeper with this, this is honestly why those of us with trauma are attracted to toxic relationships, because that need for fulfillment and wholeness becomes so strong, right, when you haven't received enough love to fill your cup in your childhood. So I'll just give you an example of how that sense of emptiness can lead you to going into the wrong relationships. So I had this client and soulmate who, you know, ever since I met her, she always used this word that I just feel so empty inside, right? Like I feel empty in my core. And even though she really wanted to be in a normal, healthy relationship, she was just ending up in these one-night stands all the time, right? And she couldn't understand why. You know, she had said to us once, Gloria, I feel like I'm two different people. Like I'm telling you that I want to get married, you know, have kids settled down, but I don't know why my behavior is like going the other direction. I just can't seem to stop having these one-night stands. And so what we kind of helped her realize was that she was using sex as a way to literally fill herself up and to feel whole again because of this emptiness that she felt. And I feel like with women, obviously, you know, all genders do this, right? This is not like an only women's thing, but it is a little bit different for women as well, because with women, we literally need to be penetrated with sex, right? Whether, you know, with another woman and their fingers or a man and his penis, we literally have someone physically enter our bodies, right? To like fill up that space. And because of that somatic experience women have, it just makes it so much deeper, right? This filling, this void that we have inside. The sex itself was symbolic. The void was emotional, right? And so for her, the work was really around learning to build that internal abundance so that she wasn't depending on these one-night stands every time that she started to feel that emptiness inside. So, you know, we have a bunch of abundance modules where we're helping clients learn how to fill up that emptiness inside. And some people, without that inner abundance, they depend on work and being really busy with work, right? Literally creating a lifestyle where you are constantly busy. There's constantly some kind of emergency going on. Or you drink alcohol, right? Or you take drugs or use food like overeating or sex or attention from men, etc. All of these things to kind of distract yourself from your pain and to temporarily fill that void inside, which growing up, maybe it helps you survive periods of turbulence, but it's obviously not serving you anymore, right? Because there are costs of having that. It might feel good in the moment, you know, just to sleep with someone just so that you don't feel alone for a night. But what does that do to your self-esteem over time, right? If it's not coming from an empowered place. If you're missing out on life and just, you know, always being busy, always having emergencies constantly, how are you losing out on life? And if you're relying on drinking alcohol or eating food, right, as a way to fill that void inside, how is that going to cost you in the long run? So I'm going to put a trigger warning here right now around food. So I had a hidden binge eating issues in my 20s, where every time I got into an argument with a person I was dating, or I felt really, really triggered by them, and then this enormous grief just overcame me. And I felt this pit of the stomach numbness. It was just eating away at me, eating away at me. I just had so much pain inside, so much emptiness. I lived across the street and I would just go to the store, buy this. I don't know if you guys have this in your country, but it's called McCain's Deep and Delish Cake. It's this massive chocolate frozen cake thing. And I just sit down in my living room and just devour the whole thing, right? Sometimes I wouldn't even get a plate out. I'd just grab a fork and just eat the whole thing on my couch or sit on the floor and consume this entire cake. And filling up myself literally, physically with food was how I temporarily coped with that feeling, because I didn't have the tools yet, right? I didn't know how to emotionally regulate, or I didn't know how to use abundance as a way to fill my own cup so that I wasn't depending on them. I'm sure there's tons of you listening who feel this way. I'm actually having a guest expert come on in a few weeks to talk about binge eating disorder, et cetera, to help you guys. But it's very, very painful, right? So luckily, I don't do that anymore. In fact, I have almost a non-attachment food now. Sometimes I even forget to eat meals. So it's become the complete opposite, because I know now how to, just like that, invoke abundance without having to depend on anything. I could be alone in the desert and I can feel totally abundant on my own. And so I want to bring you back to our story today of that newborn soul who goes through life having experiences and then eventually returning to where they came from. And now I want you to pay attention to something else. Whether you're driving or taking a walk or cooking in the kitchen, did you realize that as I told you the story, it didn't feel like new information to you? In fact, this probably felt like something ancient that you already knew on some level, some sort of deep collective conscious knowledge that bubbled up. And it's almost like I was reminding you of something that you already had inside you. And that itself is proof that you are perfect just as you are. Despite everything, my love, no matter what you're feeling right now or what you're going through, you are connected to everything. You are connected to the all. You have never been alone, my love. There's never been a single moment that you've truly been alone, because you know that you're part of something that is so intelligent, that is so infinite, that the tiny little human brain cannot even comprehend. Right? We don't have enough neurons in our brain to even comprehend the magnitude and the beauty of what all of this really is. Did you know that to this day, scientists still can't really explain what consciousness is? They've done so many studies on this and so much conflicting information and results. We don't even know what this is. It would be very ignorant to think that we as tiny humans have the capability of understanding the grandness of this at this very moment. That might change in the future, but you've never really been alone, and that's why you're perfect. And if we even take a moment to reflect on this right now, let's do a little exercise together. Now that you are aware, and I've put this in the front of your head to remind you what you're a part of, I just want you to feel the entire universe in you right now. Just feel yourself fill up with it. All right, this is a very easy way to tap into abundance. It's simply remembering, right? And you need someone to remind you of this, because in the day-to-day life, like, we can go months forgetting this, and then that's 3 months gone. You need someone to remind you of it so that we return to this place time and time again. There's a Japanese term called Satori. And one of the interpretations, or one of the definitions of the word Satori, is that enlightenment is not a final destination. It's simply the process of returning to the truth over and over again. And so right now I'm bringing you to this truth, and just see how it feels to feel the power of the universe or God or the greater intelligence in your whole body. How does it feel to be connected and to let yourself fill up and to be whole? You can pause this episode if you need to. And there you have it. Abundance is really the opposite of codependency, right? Because if you think about it, codependency is looking towards other humans as a way to become whole. That's why people who are codependent, they literally merge themselves with another human being, right? They lose their identity and try to find safety in the other person. But that's not the way to go, because that's basically you essentially saying, I'm not enough. So I have to give up myself to be part of this whole. But healthy relationships is truly how we heal. Relationships and learning how to be in relationships is the key to becoming whole in ourselves and with others. And here's how I usually explain this. If you are a perfect individualization of the universe, you are a perfect aspect, then your fellow humans, right? Myself, the people in your life, they are also mirror reflections of that. And so that's why you hear me say pretty often on this podcast that the people in your life are mirrors of you, right? They reflect something about you in that relationship. Now, in intimate relationships, there is a reason why they're so different from other types of relationships. That's why my clients are really good with friends. You know, a lot of them are great in the workplace, but for some reason, when it comes to the intimate relationship, it's like they feel like a completely different person. And that's because an intimate relationship is the only relationship that exists that mirrors a parent-child relationship the most. It is the only type of relationship that is vulnerable to the degree that brings up all of your past inner child, childhood stuff, right? And that's where the daddy issues and the mommy issues really come out. And that is why some people call this the sacred union, right? The sacred union between you and your soulmate or your lover, because of the depth of vulnerability it brings you to. And of course, learning to be present in that container is where you can learn so much about yourself. It's learning to handle your triggers inside that challenging container that also reaps you so many rewards. Like, I've learned so much about myself, even in my relationship right now, because I have that deep, safe mirror to reflect these things about me back to myself. And it's an incredible thing. Yeah, I have no words right now to describe this. And as we get to the end of today's episode, I'm going to really tie this together in a way to help you if you're feeling that void right now and trying to understand, well, why are we even here, right? If we're ripped from the womb and we're going through life with this incompleteness, why is there so much suffering? I don't think anyone really knows the complete answer to that, but I can tell you one thing that has always sort of been my safety net and to help me see things from a different perspective. I learned this from my own exploration with the universe and sort of messages that I received, and I've received similar messages from other healers that I've worked with, that you don't have to worry about becoming whole. Well, first of all, because you're already whole and complete, right? And once you know that, you can become immune to so many things in life. But also to remind you that one day we're going to return to where we come from. We're all born and then we all die. It's nothing really to be afraid of, right? It's simply about returning home. That's where you came from, right? It's where you originated from. And I don't mean to say that in like a depressing, morbid way. Like, it's no, not at all. It's supposed to be the complete opposite. In our Western culture, I think we fear death, right? And we would rather pretend that it doesn't exist and not even think about it. But death is a part of life, and life is a part of death. And as long as you can remember that your time on Earth is just a temporary dream, right? There's a lot of philosophers that call living life to be a dream. We spend more time being part of the universe than we are in this short, brief era where we are a human. And it's almost as if We came out of the universe because the universe wanted to learn more about itself. The universe wanted to know what it was like to experience life in the three-dimensional world, to go to school, right, to play in the sand, to experience heartbreak, to experience what it is that we call life. And so in this short time between the cradle and the grave, go live your life. Go have fun. Go explore. Take risks. Be brave. Be courageous. Do the crazy illogical thing. Break your intergenerational trauma. Break the cycle. Go fall in love. Go set that boundary. Go get a dog if that's what your heart desires. The world is your playground. And you know you're going home one day anyway. So why wait? Why waste this opportunity? You have permission to be free, right? You are free from it. And it's probably going to take a while for all of humanity to really realize this and come to this point. But now you know, right? Now you know the truth of what you really are. Now you know the truth of what trauma really is, right? And why all of these things happen to us in life. All it really takes is to kind of zoom out, right, from the human perspective and see things from a bigger point of view. Like when we were a little kid, we thought that losing our piece of gum was like the greatest tragedy in the world, right? And now that we are a little bit older, we have some perspective. Suddenly it has a very different meaning and we can see things from almost a bird's eye perspective. And one thing that I always say to my clients that I'm going to share with you today listening is that nothing in life is certain. You know, when the pandemic hit, it wasn't certain. The economy crashes, it's not certain. When your basement floods, right, it's uncertain. When your car breaks down, we're never certain about things that happen in life. The only certainty you have is that you'll be able to find a way through it. And that is all the certainty that you need to get through this life. And that is abundance, infinite abundance. Being able to live permanently abundance, for me, that's been one of my greatest achievements in life. And this is actually the reason why I can keep this podcast going. One of my clients asked me the other day, Gloria, like, how do you just say everything on the podcast? And she's a coach herself, right? And she said, Gloria, like, aren't you afraid that if you give everything away on the podcast, that nobody's going to want to work with you as a client? Which is a very good question, right? And in reality, it was the opposite, right? Because all of my past services and programs are always booked out for like the last 2 years or something. My answer to that is no, I don't hold back on the podcast because, first of all, information should be free, right? I don't like other coaches or therapists that kind of gatekeep information. It's like, oh, you have to pay them this much money just to get this little piece of information. My philosophy is that important knowledge like this should be free to the world, but people pay me to help them implement it. There's a difference, right? It's just like how everyone knows that they should exercise, but not everyone actually does it, right? There's that experiential implementation piece that is lacking. But the information should be free, right? You can take this, you can use it, whether you work with me or not. And because I have this abundance mindset myself, I know that there's no way that I could be completely depleted with just a podcast, right? My expertise, my value is infinite, in my opinion. And that's why people still work with me. So, I mean, I don't really know what goes on in their heads, but that's just what I think. And the reason I'm sharing this piece with you is because when we don't feel abundant, that's when we hold back, right? So, you know, if I was a coach in scarcity mindset, I would have a fear of giving things away, right? And so I would just withhold myself and not be able to share my magic. And it's the same thing in other types of relationships. If you have a fear of loss in a relationship, then you might actually have your walls up. You might kind of hold back from the relationship, not be vulnerable with the person that you're with. And because you're holding back, that relationship never gets to develop in a way, right? So you can see some parallels here with scarcity, abundance mindset in the way that we show up in relationships. Did you guys notice how I'm in a secure relationship with you because, you know, I love you guys, right? And we're in like a podcaster listener relationship, and I'm not avoidant, right? In the sense that I don't like hold back the stuff I tell you, but I give you everything. But I'm also not anxious either. I'm not like putting out an episode every single day, like, you know, did you guys listen to this? It's just in the middle, right? It's secure. I feel good, and hopefully you feel good too when you're listening. So my loves, I really hope that this episode was helpful for you and bringing you some insight back into the truth. And of course, if you really enjoyed this episode, it would really help me a lot if you gave me a 5-star review. The reason I ask that is when we get bumped up in the ratings, obviously it allows more people to find this episode. And if you believe that more people should learn about inner child healing, then that's one way that you can help us out. As a thank you, we'll also give you access to our free Inner Child Starter Kit if you send us a screenshot of your 5-star review, and you can send that to the link provided below, and we'll grant you access, or share this with a friend that you think this would be really helpful for. By the way, another freebie that I'm doing, here's my gift to you guys. My highly anticipated book called A Woman's Guide to Inner Child Healing is going to be coming out and hitting the bookshelves around November or December. I'm just waiting to hear back from the publishing company. And as we are counting down the months, we have opened up sign up for the free book launch series that I'm going to be running. It's going to be a free virtual series I'm running, almost like a book club, right? But you and I are going to be able to connect. I'll share some teachings. It's going to be so, so much fun inside this community. And as we're counting down the months, if you're on the wait list, you'll be getting a treasure trove of free goodies, right? Every month or every couple of months as we're counting down the dates. And you'll get VIP access to the free book launch party that we're doing inside the Facebook group. It's going to be so much fun. Spots may be limited. So if you want to sign up now to confirm your free spot for the book launch, just head on over to buygloriazhang.com/book, right? Just book, B-O-O-K. We'll let you know when the book is coming out or hitting Amazon. You know what? I had a consult call the other day with a woman, and she told me that she already pre-ordered the book on Amazon. And I had a bit of a panic attack at the moment because I thought she maybe spent money on the wrong thing, right? So I contacted the publisher, and apparently Amazon puts up the pre-order way, way early in advance. So it actually is on Amazon. I didn't even know that. So, I mean, you can pre-order it if you want to. You just search on Amazon for A Woman's Guide to Inner Child Healing. And, you know, obviously the author is me. And as we get closer, don't worry, guys, I'm going to be doing some giveaways, like free books. We'll do a contest. It's going to be a lot of fun. So my loves, that wraps up today's episode. I hope you loved it. We've got another hard hitter next week. Next week, we have an episode about committed relationships. So I'm doing a whole episode next week on how you might be actually repelling commitment in your relationships, right? Simply by the energy that you're giving off in your relationship. So if you have commitment issues, definitely want to tune in next week. So mwah. Hope you have a beautiful day and an abundant life. And I will see you guys in next week's episode. Bye for now. Is your trauma robbing you of the extraordinary relationship you could be having? Bestie, tell me if this sounds like you. Maybe you wind up in situationships where you don't feel loved, seen, or respected, and you let people walk all over you. Or maybe you feel so triggered with the fear of getting hurt that you end up pushing the other person away and sabotage your relationships. Or maybe you stay up all night in bed wondering, why do I struggle so much with the bare basics in love while my friends are out there having amazing relationships without breaking a sweat? My love, it's not your fault. You are not broken. You just have inner child wounds. If anyone understands, it's probably me. 200 first dates later and a dozen bad relationships, I finally cracked the code on what it really takes to go from being insecurely attached to attracting and maintaining a thriving, passionate, and secure relationship. So if you want to succeed in love, I've put together a free 60-minute workshop that gives you my 3-step formula to breaking toxic patterns for good. Just go to gethealthylove.com. That's gethealthylove.com. In this workshop, you'll learn how to never sabotage a relationship again, even if you have anxiety. And you'll learn how to get the secure relationship you want with the person who wants to commit to you. So if you're falling into the same patterns over and over, then you need to be at this workshop. To get instant access, go to gethealthylove.com. That's gethealthylove.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. Life is hard enough, besties. Love doesn't have to be. If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot, so thank you. To join the community and get your daily dose of inner child tips, follow me on Instagram and social media at @ByGloriaZhang or visit ByGloriaZhang.com. If you're a high achiever or an entrepreneur who wants to work with me, message me the words high achiever and I'll get in touch. Thanks, bestie. See you in the next one. Thanks for tuning in, bestie. I've got something for you. If you think this show deserves a 5-star review, we'll send you my free Inner Child Starter Kit as a thank you for your support, which contains exclusive wallpapers and resources for you to download. To get your kit, just upload a screenshot of your review on Apple or Spotify to my webpage, bygloriazhang.com/reviews. The link is also in the show notes. There, you can also check out my healing sessions and programs at bygloriazhang.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast, and I will meet you in the next episode. Mwah!